Episode 1542, Trading Spaces.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. I'm Gabby D. Rise and Shine. It is a brand new week. Yes, it's Mindset Monday. And are you ready? Come on, we've got to get our mind pumping with what God wants us to hear. You got to open it up. It's all about trading spaces. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how much have you ever wanted someone else's success? Now, be honest, we've all done it, including me. And even at this age in my life and in my journey, I have still done it and I catch myself. Trading spaces seems great in a dream, right? Gosh, if I could just have what they have. And then you go down that avenue and then sometimes you become obsessed. But in reality, you are sacrificing yourself and your dreams. There's one main problem when it comes to holding you back from your goals and your dreams. You always looking over your shoulder at someone else's success. And we make the excuse that, oh, we're celebrating them. We just want to, you know, look to see what they're doing. You know, some would say that, I'm using them as a mentor or a model. That's all fine and dandy until it becomes an excuse for you not to do what you were created to do. And to a degree, you start out that way, right? It's innocent. You mean well, both for yourself and the one you look up to. But when it becomes unhealthy, is when comparison strikes. I feel like we need to have a lightning bolt sound right there. Comparison. I like to say that comparison is the death of all dreams. It's a pretty true statement. And we do it every single day. We compare every single day. We get up, we look in our closet. Oh, I don't think this is going to look good on me. Gosh, I know whoever fill in the blank could wear this and it'd be just fine. You don't think much about it, but your mind takes you there. It's unfortunately the nature of us as a human being. We look at Facebook and we scroll. We look at Instagram and we scroll even faster. We watch Instagram stories and we're like, oh my gosh, they're having so much fun. I wish. And all of a sudden, what happens? Sometimes we're actually happy for them. But other times, it's like, oh gosh, they just got me at this wrong point in my life in the day. In this moment, I'm upset. I can't believe it. Why did they get to do everything? I just don't get it. We're working hard. And then you begin to question things, right? It's just, it's a roller coaster that you're on. Dreams die daily, but they don't have to. You do not need to compare yourself. You need to walk in your own strengths. You have a journey to travel. And it looks nothing like someone else's journey. Now, this is easier said than done. I know. I've tried it. I've walked it, meaning that I've walked and stumbled and walked some more and stumbled even more. It's not about trading spaces, right? It's not about saying, okay, well, I like your house. Do you know that show Trading Spaces? They literally have two homes. And one group of people go to the other person's home and they switch, they trade spaces and they work on their each other's homes and they come back and voila, there is their new space, so to speak. Wouldn't it be nice if we could just trade and become somebody else's somebody else? Just all of a sudden be morphed into their success, or would it be? Would you really like their success if it wasn't your own? But that's what we do when we compare. That's what we do when we allow ourselves to sit there and second guess absolutely everything. You know it. You've been there. You've been sitting on the couch. Maybe you did it this weekend. You're like, gosh darn it. My girlfriend's moving into her brand new house. They built it. It's their dream home. Gosh, I just wish we could be there. But no, we've got all this debt and the kids are still young and I just don't know, right? Our minds take us down these dark, dark alleys. Comparison is the death of all dreams. It's not about trading spaces. The strong obsession to be, to have, or to do with someone else has to stop. You need to get your mind out of the gutter. You need to stop relying on the journey of someone else and walk your own journey. It's going to be just as tough. But I know when you're looking at somebody else and you're like, gosh, I want what they have. And you may not say it exactly like that, but you know what I mean, right? It could be your health, the way you look in your clothes. And you're like, oh my gosh, my girlfriend, she can just put anything on and she just looks flat out awesome. And I go in my closet and I have nothing to wear. Or you can be looking at your boss and you're like, that's the position that I've always wanted. Why won't he just retire so I can take his position? But no, I'm here stuck at this little cubicle, been here for 12 years and I'm getting tired of it. When is it going to be my turn? What story are you wrapping yourself up in? What space are you trading for your own? Comparison is the death of all dreams. Get out of the gutter. In order to stop trading spaces, you have to lay your burdens down. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Lay your burdens down. We carry so much weight when it comes to expectations placed upon us or the expectations that we place upon ourselves. Trying to live up to what is expected is plain exhausting. Physically, you're ill. Spiritually, you're worn. Emotionally, you are drained. Mentally, you're confused. You're just done. You're spent. There is more lacking than doing. Think about that. When you are trading spaces, trying to be someone you are not created to be, it's stopping all of your dreams. And when that happens, what do? You freeze up. The dreams go where? On the back burner, or they're just burned away. You don't have them anymore. Maybe you're right there in that part of your life. In the season where you're like, gosh, I remember what it was like to dream. I remember when I wanted to do something and now it's like, I just want to go to bed. I'm tired. I just want the kids to do what they're supposed to do so I can do what I want to do. But every single time I try that, oh no, it's back to square one. I'm always taking care of somebody else. When is my time? Most of the time it's because why? We're looking over our shoulder. There's more lacking than doing. You must lay your burdens down. What do I mean by that? Number one, bury the perfection. When we look at our world and trading spaces, perfection comes up. You got to bury perfection. You were made perfect in Jesus Christ. You don't need anything else. You don't need to prove yourself. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 says this, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me." Your weaknesses? Woohoo! That means you're not perfect, right? Great! That's your mark. That's what makes you you. So gladly boast in them, knowing that God's got you. Stop the excuses of saying, oh, I'll wait till I get this certification. Oh, I'll wait till I lose 20 pounds. Oh, I'll wait until I get my house organized before I invite anybody over. If you keep up these excuses, you're not going to live life anymore. Bury the perfection. Go do. Number two, bury the comparison. Oh yeah, you knew it was coming. You are uniquely you. There is no one like you. God knows every hair on your head. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. And you're like, okay, yeah, but I don't feel like it. Fine. Acknowledge the negatives. I've got some negatives that I don't really like, and I know they're there. But guess what? I celebrate the positives instead. I know the negatives are there, but do I sit there and fluster over them? Yeah, when I wasn't as bright as I am now. Instead, I celebrate the positives and ultimately focus on your talents and gifts. When you're always looking over your shoulder, when you're trying to live someone else's expectations, you will always fall short, no matter how hard you try. You will never exceed. So put the blinders on. Keep your eyes on what God sees in you. Focus on your talents and your gifts. And finally, number 3, bury the not enough. Did you wake up this morning kind of crabby? Feeling like, I just cannot do this again. I don't have the capacity to do what I need to do. I don't know really if I can build a business. I don't know if I really have what it takes to get up and go exercise. I don't know if I can love my husband when he just doesn't support me. These kiddos, I know I can't give them back, but they're driving me crazy. I just don't feel like I'm a good enough mom. I can't cook dinner right. I go and, you know, I can't balance a checkbook right because we still have debt. I just feel like I'm not enough. I'm here to tell you today, you are enough. You've got to stop telling yourself otherwise. Because what you tell yourself rings louder than what anybody else says. You got to start changing those tapes that you hear over and over again. I don't care if it's 8-track, cassette, DVD. If you want to go digital on me, that's fine. But whatever you're replaying in your mind, you got to change it. Put in a new USB drive. You are enough. Stop these shenanigans. And they are shenanigans. You're just talking yourself into craziness. Do you really want to live life that way? Take aim on your dreams. You are enough. Action ignites motivation. Nothing's going to spur you on more than taking one step at a time to get you closer to your dreams, which is what? Going to lead you to miles of greatness. Trading spaces doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve your heart, doesn't serve your mind, your body, or even your spirit. It tears you down, it wears you out, and it silences that which is good. So where is your mind today? How did you wake up this morning? Are you kind of feeling, oh, ho, hum? I don't know what I'm going to do. Chalk it up to whatever day of the week it is. Oh, it's Monday. Oh, it's Tuesday. It's Wednesday. It's Friday. Yay! Whatever day it is, stop it. Those are excuses. Stop laying out the excuses. Get married to your gifts and talents and go out and take aim. It's challenging to really begin to flip that switch in our head. Because things will come up, triggers, and it'll take you right back. It's like this immediate U-turn and you're back where you used to be on the same old route that leads you down the darkened alleys of comparison and perfection and not enough. If you want help to flip that switch, figuring ways to keep it on so you don't have to feel like every single time you're just exhausted because you've got to go back and relearn things, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. It's a coaching call with me. I want to help you with your mindset. It's not easy. I know, I've been there. I remember as a little girl standing in front of my locker, and I would just look at my locker and I would replay these things that I would hear somebody else say about me. Crazy, stupid things, honestly. It would be a look maybe that somebody gave me and I'd be like, man, why did she look at me that way? And I would sit there and try and figure out what did that look mean? Mm-hmm. We still do it, don't we, ladies? Yeah, we do. Come on. We can have a look from a stranger and oh my gosh, it can totally change our day. Click on that link. Begin the conversation. You have to take that step. You don't want to trade spaces anymore. It's not worth it. You are enough. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. So it's time to take AIM on your dreams. Lay your burdens down and make it happen today. One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous, beautiful week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.